DK Talk. Language and culture are bound. Hey everyone, how's it going out there? Last time we talked about the end of summer and how that just suddenly showed up, and now fall has come, and we've got rainy days out here now, and it's getting colder. There's been a 10 degree drop in temperature Celsius from somewhere up in the 30s to now down in the low 20s and maybe even the teens in some places. So we're trying not to catch a cold and trying to stay warm, and that kind of back and forth change going around. We went from the sound of cicadas filling the trees and the mountains all around our house at the end of summer to in the humid weather to the chirping of crickets in the evening. And so you know that the season has come. And actually, the crickets kind of remind me of studying Japanese in college and a story called The Tale of Genji. In Japanese, you call that Genji Monogatari. And in the story, which takes place over 1,000 years ago, the sounds of bugs and insects are a major part of the atmosphere and the seasonal changes that take place in that story. And so I guess it's kind of nostalgic to hear the sound of crickets in the evening here. But it's very nice. And if you have a chance and the time, check out The Tale of Genji. It's 1,000 pages, but it's worth the read and will give you plenty of cultural information from over 1,000 years ago in Japan. So looking for a new normal in Japan with these times, we have new stuff every day to deal with. One thing is hand sanitizers, the scaling down of events, traditional and everyday, and some interesting changes to TV shows, which we see on TV all the time. So to begin with, we start with hand sanitizers. When you go shopping in Japan these days, every store, almost without exception, has some form of alcohol spray or hand sanitizer available to wash your hands going into the store and when you leave the store. And everybody here pretty much sticks to that. It's part of my everyday routine now when I go places. You can even get it at the gas station after you're done filling up. And so it's just part of my routine now. And I think it's part of everybody's routine here. And I think it's very, very nice to have that. And you start to feel safer, or at least you feel like you're doing your part to keep germs and viruses and whatnot from spreading around. The next thing we've seen as a big change in Japan is the scaling down or even cancellation of traditional and everyday kinds of events. We went to a graduation ceremony at the beginning of this year, and it was very interesting because usually they have a speaker and several speakers and several representatives from schools coming to be witnesses for the official graduation ceremony. But this time it was one speaker. It was students who were graduating and very limited family members. And instead of being a 3-hour event, which it can be, for example, at a high school, it turned into about a 1-hour affair. And actually, I kind of liked that without all of the ceremonious rituals and things that you have to say. So in this case, I think that's maybe a positive thing. We also have summer festivals. That's a huge, huge event throughout the year. And of course, autumn festivals or fall festivals, whichever you choose to say. These are usually big events in main cities or cities and towns, which are hubs in local areas. And, you know, they have all kinds of food stands and toy stands and game stands, and hundreds of people, thousands of people in some cases, show up to take part. And now everyone looks forward to these, and now they're cut to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Honestly, you go to one festival, you've seen all of them. So it's, for me, it's not much of a big cutback. So, but some people do struggle with that. The other thing we've had is usually there's summer fireworks. Those are like a big deal, and people gather at the seashores or in different places inland. This year, instead of having big planned events, they've had, how shall I say, random places where these fireworks events happen, and they don't advertise the event until maybe the day of. And so not many people can show up and crowd into a space and spread germs and whatnot. And this has also been sort of a way to kind of celebrate, if I can say that, celebrate being healthy and kind of hoping for a positive outcome from the COVID-19. Finally, I'd like to say something about TV programming during this time. There's a number of regular comedy programs or TV programs which are filmed in front of a live TV audience, usually. But now, when you see the TV set that's being filmed, there is no TV audience. But the funny part is, if there's a comedy in the show, there's a laugh track that you still hear. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's funny. I don't know if it's intentional or not, but it's a very kind of interesting way to see a change of the times these days. And it's, I don't know, every now and then it just pops into my head and I think about those funny TV shows that have that kind of change. So not too bad, funny for sure. Okay, remember, these times with COVID-19, conditions are always changing. The way things are in Japan right now, or anywhere in the world, are going to be different tomorrow, next week, and so on. So try to stay on top of that. Subscribe to DK Talk on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave comments. Tell your friends to listen. We'd love to hear what you think. And a special thanks to those of you who've been listening in the US, Ireland, the UK, Canada, Germany, Austria, and of course, Japan. Check out DK Talk on Pinterest, follow pictures, like those pictures, and see what we're doing in our country life in Japan. I think you'll like that. Finally, stay healthy out there, wear your mask, wash your hands, maintain your social distance. It's simple. Do your part to protect yourself and others. As always, thanks for listening to DK Talk, where language and culture are bound.